It's time for the Outdoor Show with Craig Compo on KFAR Radio 97.5 FM and 660 AM. Also streaming live at KFARradio.com. Sponsored by the Compo Family, helping Alaskans having fun in the outdoors since the 1940s. And now your host, Craig Compo.
PFD. Yeah, what PFD? All right, this is Craig Compo with the Outdoor Show. I'm back in town. I've been gone for a few weeks. We had pre-recorded some episodes there. You heard with, if you're regular listeners, I had some pre-recorded episodes I did with Satterberg about the Joe Vogler case, and I had some practical joke stories we told a couple times. Anyway, I'm back. I've been gone actually about 45 days, 50 days, 45. See, this is really bizarre. I left on November 29th, and as I was going to the airport, it was just pouring snow. It was warm. I don't know, it was 20 above or 20, something like that. Beautiful. I was like, man, I'm going to miss a nice month of weather. So I was gone all of December, and I got back on the 15th of, I was on Wednesday, the 15th of January. I think the average temperature was probably 25 below when I was gone, and I came back to above zero, and now it's supposed to be in the 30s or whatever, I guess. Well, today's Saturday, according to my calendar here. Yeah, so I missed it. So people have been calling me up asking me for stock picks and who's going to win the Super Bowl. Niners. Right. They got to beat Seattle today first, so that'll be an interesting game, by the way. Seahawks and the Niners. Yeah, that's going to be a good one at Seattle. The last time I was at a Niners-Seahawks game was in Seattle when the Niners stopped him on the one-inch line on the last play of the game. A phenomenal game. I know Glenner wasn't happy about it. He's a big Seahawks fan, like a lot of folks in Fairbanks are, but I'm stuck with my Niners since I was 12. I'm not changing now. So anyway, should be an interesting game. Anyway, it's good to be back in town. I love the weather. It's beautiful. I know what you're saying. I can see your caption bubbles out there. Three words. Yeah. Starts with go. Anyway, I just really lucked out on this this trip. It was crazy. I was down in Mexico. Got a little place down there since I retired, so just a place to get away to. And was down there, just had a wonderful time. What's really cool is my daughter and her whole family came down. They homeschool, so she's able to do a little traveling while she homeschools the kids. Brilliant kids, by the way. They're really sharp. She pushes them real hard on the academic side, so that's good. but anyway, they were down there for a month, and then they actually were able to extend their stay. They're still there. I'm not. So anyway, good for Lizzie and Darian and the family. Darian has to come back and pay for it, so he's up here working. He flies for Life Med. He's a pilot and does a real good job with Life Med. The air ambulance service out of Fairbanks and Anchorage. He flies all over the villages and stuff. He flew for Wright's Air for many years. Still flies for Wright's Air on the side. So he's, he's got to pay for that family to be down in Mexico. But anyway, had a really good time down there. I know you don't want to hear about it, but it was nice. And since I'm doing an outdoor show, I'm going to talk about the outdoors. It was beautiful outdoors down there. My cousin, Randy Rawls, who is my dad's sister's son. She's since deceased. Randy's about 70, 71 years old. He's my next door. He lives in the unit right next to me. He's got a beautiful 37-foot fishing boat. We went out fishing and snorkeling and just had a wonderful time. Went out on the boat three or four times. I missed the trip the day I left. Abby was on the trip, and they sent me a picture of a big old wahoo they caught. Took them a while to get it in the boat. So, I can't wait to get back down there and do some more fishing. Enjoying that's a really nice part. The Yucatan Peninsula is really nice. Everybody worries about cartels and all that stuff. The place we're at is, they say, probably the safest place in all of Mexico. It's called Puerto Abdenchiris, and it's a kind of a private community there, about 6,500 people. You just about have to give a stool sample to get into the place. Every time you go in, we have a resident card, a little residency card of that little area, so we get right in. But and it's funny because like when cabs pull up, they lift the trunks. They make sure. I mean, it's really well protected and very, very laid back and safe. Lizzie was really impressed. The kids can just run around anywhere. It's way safer than a lot of places you'd want to have kids running around. But it's nice. So that was my 45 days. I'm really sorry, Fairbanks, about the weather that I left you. I missed every single minute of it. I'm sure I'll get some of it back here in the next 30 days, but it looks pretty nice for the short term. So, but nice white fluffy snow out there. Really pretty. Pretty snow. We don't have the snert that Anchorage has, snow dirt, and like most of the snow in Minneapolis and that whole area is just so much prettier here. This white fluffy stuff instead of the dirty snow is one thing I've always liked about Fairbanks. I was having fun with my little app when I was on the plane. I haven't even played this yet. I made a little song about Fairbanks, a really short one. Of course, I can use AI, so I don't need to pay a singer. Sorry, Roger. But, I'll see if I can find it on my phone here. Let me see. Is this it? Let me see if this is it. Hang on. Let me see if I can find it. Oops. Uh-oh. I'm having technical problems. I'm going to get one of those new phones, the folding iPhone, when it comes out. My cousin's got a folding Samsung, and man, it's nice. It's the one nice thing is my vision isn't as good as it used to be, and so I've got to have big fonts on my phone and all that stuff. But it's kind of crazy the way you things change, and the folding phone appeals to me a lot more now. Not so much for anything other than the size of it. So anyway, I'll find that later, maybe after the break, and play it. But what else? Oh, yeah, fishing. We were talking outdoors, fishing stuff. I was reminded on my trip down there, because it's such different water. It's beautiful green water down there, and it's we're doing a lot of fishing and snorkeling and stuff like that. It's nice, but it reminded me of the times I was back in the 70s. My dad took me on two different trips with Bill Hager. It was an all Alaskan trip. We left out of San Diego and went actually down to Cabo by boat. 10-day trip, 5 days down, 5 days back. And the first time was an 85-foot boat, fishing boat, about 20 or 24 people on it. And then we had 110-foot. The Royal Polaris was the name of that boat. The only Polaris I was ever on, I really liked. That's an old industry joke, but. We would go out. Listen to this. I could not believe this. This was back when crazy fishing down there. We brought back 10 ton of fish in 10 days. They had these big holds in the boat, and 1,000 pounds of fish a day would go in those holds on average, mostly yellowfin tuna. And then what they did is they would take your tuna when you got back to the dock and trade you for they canned them there, but they'd trade you for pre-canned yellowfin tuna, which you could ship back. And they would take the raw fish. I don't remember if they give you, 50% of whatever the weight was, or, whatever it was. I don't remember. My dad handled all that, but I was 15 or 16 years old. But those were some of the best trips ever. We caught everything you can imagine. We caught wahoo, barracuda, flapjack. We caught yellowfin, sea bass, caught a hammerhead shark. Caught all kinds of fish down there, and I can't even remember all the other fish we caught. But I've got somewhere we've got 8mm footage of that. I gotta make sure we still have that. But I remember we were fishing for I forget what we were fishing for, but we one of the guys caught a hammerhead shark. And they brought that thing up, and my dad videoed this with an 8mm camera. And I remember, I know we've got it somewhere. I think we transferred it onto VHS, and we still have it. But they gaffed this fish, it was like an 8-foot hammerhead. And they brought it up on the boat, they brought it up to the side of the boat, and they took a machete while they were holding it up on the gaff, and they just cut it at the neck, okay? And so the body hits the water. It's nighttime, as I remember, they had the lights on. The body hits the water and begin swimming away just from nerves like a regular shark would swim. And all these brown sharks just attacked it. I mean, it was like Dobermans going after a poodle dog, man. It was crazy. And it just ripped it apart, and we're all watching this. And then we're all up on the back deck of the boat in a big circle, and in the middle of the deck they had set the head down. And that was the weirdest thing I'll remember to this day. This shark, the head of this hammerhead with the big old cheeks, is just the head, is looking at us like almost one at a time, just looking around at us and chomping its jaw. It was all nerves, but it was eerie. It was so bizarre. That was pretty crazy. Yeah, we did two of those trips over the years, and you can't do that anymore. You certainly can't fish like that, but that was back in the 70s, and it was Bill Hager and my dad and all his buddies. And I was lucky enough to go twice. I think my sister went on one trip one time with him about that same time. But really a wonderful time. Just caught a tremendous amount of fish and just saw a neat part of the country. But anyway, that would have been like 1975, and I think again in 77. I'll tell you how I started my practical joke career, because it may have started on that boat. I just remembered a couple of practical jokes that we did between the cook and the and the owner and some of the folks on the boat. But anyway, this is Craig with the Outdoor Show. We are coming to you live on KFAR from Fairbanks, Alaska. If you haven't tried it, switch over to 97.5 FM for the second half of the show, and just check out the quality difference in sound. I like listening to it on 97.5. It just sounds better. So anyway, we'll be back. I'll try and find that goofy little song I wrote on the airplane. Then we'll talk, politics. We'll talk industry. We'll talk something, business. See what's on your mind. I won't take calls, but I'll just kind of guess what's on your mind. We'll talk about it. All right, we'll be back in 90 seconds. Hang in there.
The Compos Outdoor Show on KFAR Radio will return right after this.
For more than 75 years, the go-to outdoor business in Fairbanks has been Compo's. Bob Compo Sr. first opened the doors on 12th and Cushman in 1945. A lot has changed since then, but one thing hasn't changed. Compo's passion for getting you outdoors and away from the rat race, and their business philosophy can be wrapped up in a few words Bob Sr. used to say. And that's, treat people right and they'll tell a few others. Treat them poorly and they'll tell a few dozen. Compo, on Boat Street, doing business in Fairbanks since Harry Truman was president.
How do you get the smoking best deal in town on just about anything on 50-50 Fridays? Duh, that's how. 50-50 Fridays partners together with your favorite local merchants to bring you great new deals of half-off savings. Simply go to this station's website and click on the 50-50 Fridays button at the top of the page to see what new deal is being offered each week. Get ready to score your half-off deals on such items as dining out, entertainment, services, activities, events, and even more. Shop 50-50 Fridays. You'll spend less. You'll have more. And even if it isn't Friday, be sure to check back with the 50-50 Fridays page regularly, where you can discover unclaimed half-off deals that may still be available. Every 50-50 Fridays week, you'll hear about the upcoming offer daily on 8 of the most listened to radio stations in the interior. Can your business benefit from a week of saturated, enthusiastic promotion on 8 radio stations? The answer is, yeah, it sure. Why wouldn't it? Talk to us. 50-50 Fridays, brought to you by the radio station, your local family of radio stations.
Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs, starting with Alaska Realty Today from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m. The Buzz at 11:30, brought to you by the Tanana Herb Company, followed by Health Talk with Dr. Scott Looper from White Spruce Medical at noon, Compo's Outdoor Show at 12:30, Fairbanks Foodies at 1 p.m., Explore Fairbanks at 1:30, The Drive with Glacier Garage at 2 p.m., followed by Building Alaska with Jen Solar. Weekends just got local with KFAR Radio. And now, back to the Compo's Outdoor Show on KFAR Radio.
All right, so we're back. I found a couple things on my phone I was going to play for you just for fun. One of them is a little one of my AI apps I have called Parrot AI. I've played them before where you can take and put words to different celebrities. And I learned while I was on the trip that my good buddy Dan Sullivan has a challenger in the race for Senate, and that would be Mary Peltola. Now, not a fan, never was, but she's going to give it a shot. I don't think she's going to win, but, man, are they throwing money at it already. It's unbelievable. They've been throwing Soros money. You can see, you've seen the ads beating up on Dan Sullivan forever, and I know Dan personally. I've been fishing with him. I've been out, Bud Fate was his father-in-law. We made those commercials together, so I've been kind of close with the family. Really good people, you know, whether you like him in politically or not, he's just a really good man, a good guy. Hardest working politician I think I've ever seen in my life. I mean, when I was down for the Sturgeon hearing, and I've told this before, but we got to sit right in, sat between Lisa and Dan in the Supreme Court, which is an amazing, just the architecture in that building is mind boggling. But we got to, I was there for Scalia's last argument, Justice Scalia and Kavanaugh's first, and they were both a Sturgeon case, so that was really kind of monumental for me. But anyway, Dan, you know, I would see him literally running with armfuls of documents from one hearing to another the day of the Sturgeon case. It had nothing to do with the Sturgeon case, but then he still had to race to get to that case. So I mean, you get your money's worth with that guy, whether you like him or not. And I do. I really like Dan. I like what he stands for, and I like his pro-law, pro-military, pro-economic agenda. But anyway, that's me. But anyway, so I made a little I might put some of these on a page at some time, but I made one. Here's somebody whose voice you might recognize, so listen to this. Let's see.
Just wanted to announce there's a great candidate running against Dan Sullivan for Senate. Her name is Mary Peltola. Now, despite having one of the worst attendance records while she was in Congress recently, she is tight with Chuck Schumer, the least popular senator in the United States. Mary fought for muscle-bound men playing volleyball against normal girls, health care for illegal criminals, and a smaller military. So if that's what you want, then go ahead. She has my full endorsement also.
I'm sure she does, Mr. Obama. I'm sure she does. Also in the news recently, which I thought was interesting, was Bill and Hillary Clinton refusing to testify in the Epstein matter. They're going to be in contempt of court. I just think that's so typical. That the most corrupt, well, maybe after Biden, the most corrupt couple ever in the history of the United States government. But anyway, it's oh, where do we go from here? I'm telling you. I caught when I was down on vacation, I really got very little news. I had it, you know, on the TV available, but I didn't watch much. I was just trying to take a nice break from politics, from news, from everything. I am on a board. I got appointed to the Alaska Recreational Trails Action Committee, RTAC, they call it. Myself, I'm the representative of motorized users on that state. It's an advisory group for DOT. It was moved out of DNR and over to DOT, so which is a good thing. DOT is a little more pro, I think, a little more pro development, pro access. There's not good people at DNR, but I think it's just we're gonna get some more good stuff done. Another one of our members of the Laundry House Gang, Jennifer Uhas, is on as a diversified user. You have a motorized, a non-motorized, a diversified, a couple others on there. So anyway, I had my first Zoom meeting day before yesterday, I guess it was. Maybe it was, yeah, I guess it was yesterday. Had a good meeting, just kind of going over everything. So I'm excited to be on that board and trying to help develop some more trails, and not even so much more trails as fix the ones we've got, more access, more corridors, more ability to get out, whether you're on foot, on a four-wheeler, snow machine, whatever. I'm a big proponent of access. Turned 65 this year, so it's important to me that I have the ability to access stuff. You know, my I'm wearing a shirt right now that's the Bed Bath & Beyond logo, and it says, the Bath & Body Works logo, but I changed it. It says Back & Body Hurts, and that's, you know, so my body is starting to wear down over all these years, and it's just nice to be able to know that we can still access some beautiful parts of the country, even if it's not, you know, on foot. You know, if you need a snow machine or a four-wheeler or whatever to get around, you shouldn't have non-motorized areas in an area where there's no good reason not to have non-motorized. Multi-use is I'm a multiple use proponent. I think you should be able to access the area, you know, on whatever means you can get there, as long as you're not tearing the ground up or doing stupid stuff. I think that's it's real important for the human being part of the equation, which we often minimize or forget all about. So anyway, I'm excited to be on that. It's a 3-year term. I've been I kind of think that's important. Access is real important to me. I went up on the Compo Trail, took some friends to see it for the first time right after it snowed this year, and I took my side-by-side, enclosed side-by-side, and the trail was so overgrown, you couldn't, you know, you're just scraping the heck out of the rig trying to get through there because, and it wasn't even that much snow, but there's no trail maintenance. Somebody's got to get out there and brush that trail once in a while. So we build these beautiful trails, and then we just kind of, one of my pet peeves is we don't always take good care of them. And people don't want to go ride if they can't see where they're going, or, you know, we spend all this money and then we just don't do the follow-up. So anyway, that's on my list of things that I'll be doing. Here we go. In the country, so the question I propose. Here's that song. Is that why we live where we need to wear 4 layers of warm clothes? We drive out in the asphalt where we can't see all that far. And we spend much more on heating oil than the cost of a decent car. We chainsaw cords of firewood just to watch it go up in smoke.
And why does it make us less depressed when it's colder down in tow? There's something about banks I cannot understand. Just spend a couple weeks away in the lower 48. There's something about Fairbanks I cannot understand. Just spend a couple weeks away in the lower 48. There's something about Fairbanks I cannot understand. Just spend a couple weeks away in the lower 48.
Yeah, so that's just thinking on the way up here, you know, although Mexico is different, but if you ever wonder why we live here, you, after about 2 weeks in any city or most any city in the States, you kind of like, I don't know, people are different. You got cities where people are nice and everything else, but it's just there's something that it's hard to put into words, right, about why we live here and why we tolerate this horrific weather sometimes. And yeah, you got to get out, but I don't know. Just it's crazy. Just good people here, laid back. You know, I don't know where we're going. I don't like lines. I don't like waiting in traffic. I'm impatient. I don't like angry people. People that don't make eye contact with you on purpose. People that don't say hi. I got to tell you, this place we're in Mexico, everybody says hola, hola, hola. Muy bien. Everybody just happy. You know, I figured out a long time ago that not many people in Mexico die from stress. They don't. They just, sometimes they, I tell you the thing that drives me crazy, but I deal with it. I put up with it. Anywhere in Mexico, you can go to a Home Depot. You can go to your grocery store. You can go to their bank, whatever. The checkout process is painfully slow. Absolutely, totally inefficient and painfully slow. But you just have to realize you're in Mexico. That's how it is. I signed up. I got internet at the place I'm at. And, I mean, I was sitting there for 45 minutes just as they wrote up a receipt and did this stuff. And it's not just the language barrier. It's just nothing moves fast in the checkout process. So, anyway, it's part of what it's like over there, and that's the way it is. Hey, one thing I want to tell you know, Benny Lynn and some buddies bought the Ivory Jacks. I think it's just closing here pretty soon. We're going to do, I think, monthly stand-up comedy over there. I can't wait to do that. I love doing stand-up comedy. So we're going to do little 10-minute segments or 15-minute segments. We're going to have three or four people maybe the first time, and then we might bring a new person in each time to kind of like, you know, what they do with Funny Fest, but just on a smaller scale, and maybe just once a month. I think maybe like the last Thursday of the month. Well, I'll let you know more about it when it's coming up, but it's going to be a hoot. I've been working on my shtick. I can't say it on the radio here because I'd get booted off the radio. It's kind of out there a little bit. If you've heard me before doing stand-up, you know I kind of ride the edge. No, I don't. I jump way over it. But anyway, that's what it is. All right. Well, that's really the show for today. It's good to be back in Fairbanks. Got to go do some plowing. Some snow plowing, and got to work on my man cave. I got my keg urinal in there now. I got to get it installed. And anyway, going to be a busy week for this guy. Go Niners. Come on, Niners. One more game. You got to beat the Seahawks. It's coming up today, so don't miss that one. All right, Fairbanks, we will see you next week at the same time, the same place.
You have been listening to The Outdoor Show with Craig Campo on KFAR Radio. Streaming live at KFARradio.com. To listen back to this program or any past episodes, simply click on The Outdoor Show in the Archives tab on the website.